Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, March 23rd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Argosy Magazine. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome, listeners, to another episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into fascinating stories dug up from the depths of Wikipedia. Today, we're journeying back in time to explore the storied pages of Argosy, the American magazine that pioneered the pulp fiction genre and served as a springboard for many well-known authors and stories. Picture this. It's the late 19th century, and the world of literature is about to be revolutionized by a periodical brimming with adventure, mystery, and the fantastical. Argosy Magazine, born amidst the bustling streets and hazy smokestacks of industrial America, a country with an insatiable appetite for escapist entertainment. First published by Frank Munsey in 1882, Argosy started as a children's weekly titled The Golden Argosy. It wasn't long before it transitioned into a vehicle for story paper for the broader public, and this is where the magic really began. In 1896, it shifted to a cheap wood pulp paper edition, boldly stepping into the role of the first American pulp magazine. Listeners, imagine you're walking past a newsstand. The vibrant, tantalizing covers of Argosy catch your eye. Thrilling stories of swashbuckling pirates, intrepid explorers, and unimaginable wonders were awaiting your discovery for just a dime. That accessibility was pivotal. It democratized fiction, making it affordable and available to the masses. How does that compare to today's digital landscape, where a world of stories can be accessed right from the palm of our hand? Undoubtedly, Argosy was a trendsetter, but it was also a treasure trove for budding talents. Authors like Edgar Rice Burroughs, creator of Tarzan, and science fiction pioneer Ray Cummings found a platform for serialized narratives in Argosy's pages. These serials were among the magazine's most popular features, with readers eagerly awaiting the next installment of their favorite tales week after week. Can you think of a modern equivalent to this serial anticipation? Maybe TV series cliffhangers or the return of your favorite podcast? Let's delve into a bit of Argosy's golden era, shall we? Between the 1920s and the 1940s, the magazine reached its peak, boasting a circulation in the hundreds of thousands. The 20th century issues of Argosy are notable for their generally high-quality, well-written adventures and stories. But times change. Radio, television, and the silver screen started to take a slice from the print entertainment market. By the 1950s, Argosy attempted to adapt. It became a men's magazine, shifting from fiction to a focus on true adventure stories. Yet, with the changing times, Argosy faced a myriad of challenges. The magazine market was becoming saturated, and Argosy's particular brand of storytelling was seen as less relevant against the backdrop of mid-century modern America. Despite sporadic high points, such as being the first to publish The Man with the Golden Gun by Ian Fleming posthumously, Argosy couldn't sustain its earlier momentum. Argosy's last issue rolled off the presses in 1978, but its legacy is far from forgotten. The concept of pulp fiction laid the foundation for many of today's popular genres, from comic books to blockbuster action movies. It sparked a ripple effect across pop culture that we can still trace today. As we consider the magazine's impact, let's ask ourselves, how do the stories we enjoy today align with the sensational, larger-than-life escapades that Argosy popularized over a century ago? Dear listeners, did you know that the value of these pulp magazines has resurged with collectors and enthusiasts seeking out original Argosy issues? It's a charming irony. Objects once considered disposable entertainment are now coveted pieces of literary history. As we wrap up today's nostalgic venture into the pages of Argosy magazine, I hope it sparked a curiosity within you to explore the pulpy roots of modern storytelling. Argosy may no longer be on the newsstands, but its spirit endures through every thrilling tale we continue to savor. Before we close the cover on this episode, I want to leave you with a thought-provoking question. How has the way we consume stories evolved since Argosy's era? And what do you think is the next frontier for serialized storytelling? Is it through immersive virtual reality experiences, interactive novels, or something else entirely that hasn't yet crossed our horizon. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Wikipedia. Don't let the adventure end here. I encourage you to dive into the Argosy article on Wikipedia, unearth those long-lost tales, and perhaps find some inspiration from the vibrant, pulse-pounding narratives that shaped an entire genre. If you've enjoyed this journey into the literary past, share your thoughts and discoveries with us. Until next time, keep your curiosity boundless and your passion for stories alive.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Argosy Magazine. Thanks for listening. See you next time.